Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese.
Howdy fans, hopefully all guys are having a great and warm Monday. It's cold, Roger.
I doubt it. I doubt they are.
But if they're driving in their cars, Andrew, hopefully they have the warmer set to super
the
warm.
The heat. It's called heat?
The AC, yes, the warmer set to super, super warm.
Super warm?
Yes.
Is that an option in your car?
It is an option.
So
I could be
super
nice,
warm.
Nice and comfortable while I'm driving around listening to my favorite podcast, Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey.
Yes, I do listen to the podcast.
That's good. Josh is a fan, apparently, of himself.
Yes, my biggest fan.
If we have any fans below the equator, then they're probably warm.
They are probably warm. And, you know, just let me know if y'all guys are from around there. I'd like to know if we have some international fans from south of the border.
Slide in Josh's DMs.
Yeah, you know.
You know, if you're a pretty woman, he'll...
For sure.
He'll, you know, travel the earth to find you.
I will. I love accents. I love an Australian accent. I love a Brazilian accent. You know, everybody loves Brazilian accents. You know, I even love the South African accents.
Uh-huh.
Those kind of sound kind of...
Oh,
Australian.
Yeah, you think Charlize Theron is hot?
Yeah,
I think everyone would be fine with that.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. I'll even take Charlize Theron. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, if she's throwing herself at me, why not, you know?
Hey, Seth Rogen got her in that movie. That's not real. So
I get her.
He at least got to make out with her, so that's not bad, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. So we saw Black Panther, Wakanda Forever last night. We thought it was pretty good, right?
It was a pretty good movie.
Nothing amazing, but but it was good. I think they did it well. They were obviously up against a wall with Chadwick Boseman. It was not easy to
for sure
move on from that.
Yeah, I kind of wonder like what the movie would have been like with him in it. Like, I imagine it would have been a completely different movie. But like, would the villain have even been the same?
Yeah, probably, I think they would have done Namor for sure.
Yeah,
I don't think that changes. I think there's far less crying in the movie, but we're not going to spoil anything yet.
Sure, yeah.
We're going to talk about that later in the show.
It would have been shorter.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get into Black Panther, Wakanda Forever later in the show. For now, let's talk the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. And we start off with some sad news because the voice of Batman,
very sad,
Kevin Conroy, died last Thursday at the age of 66 due to a short battle with intestinal cancer.
That's rough. Cancer is always a tough way to go. And
yeah,
it's just sad to see one of the most iconic voices of Batman, you know, leave us. You know, it's really tough. You know.
Yeah, and they said again, they said it was pain anymore. A short battle. So I guess they found the cancer too late, unfortunately. So yeah, but no, Josh found a couple videos of him in an interview a few years ago talking about his favorite Batman moments or lines. So let's watch that here.
So many of the lines that I loved most are the ones that reveal the soul of Batman. Because he's such a dark character, and it's all about the pain that resides in him. So, like, I think the best Batman movie of all of them, the live action and the animated, is Mask of the Phantasm, which was the first animated Batman movie, because it shows the whole arc of the development of the character. And you see what happened to him as a child, and then he has this scene at his parents' grave where he's begging with them to release him from his vow, because he's fallen in love for the first time in his life with Andrea Beaumont, and he didn't think he'd ever be able to love. And he's breaking down. And that scene, I loved that scene, and I loved playing it, and I was really proud of it, because you have to show the humanity of the man. Those moments where it shows his humanity and the struggle within him are the lines that I've had the most fun with.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's watch the scene he's talking about now.
It doesn't mean I don't care anymore. I don't want to let you down, honest, but it just doesn't hurt so bad anymore. You can understand that, can't you? Look, I can give money to the city. They can hire more cops. Let someone else take the risk. But it's different now. Please. I need it to be different now. I know I made a promise. But I didn't see this coming. I didn't count on being happy. Please, tell me that it's okay.
Maybe they already have. Maybe they sent me.
Wow.
So out of all the Batman things that he's been a part of, that was one of his, that was his favorite scene.
It was very powerful.
Yeah, a lot of emotion, you know, and from what I had been reading about Kevin Conroy, it seemed like he had a pretty painful childhood. And, you know, he was able to channel a lot of that into that Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne had a really painful childhood.
Yes.
You know,
it makes sense.
It's this guy was just like the voice of my childhood. He played in so many animated Batman movies. He was part of Batman, the animated series. He was the Batman and Batman Beyond, the older Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
I mean, just...
Well, I loved him most from the Arkham games, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Knight.
That's right.
Arkham Knight's one of my favorite games of all time. I play it every couple of years. It came out in 2015. I've played the game all the way through multiple times. It's crazy because last week I started playing it again, and he died like 2 days after I started playing.
That's crazy.
So it's that not my crazy. Fault. So I don't, you know, it's
but a just crazy a coincidence. Crazy coincidence.
That shit happens to me a lot.
Oh, Lord. No.
It happens to me a lot. Like last year, I started watching a lot of Norm MacDonald videos on YouTube. And then 2 months later, he dies. I'm like, fuck, that happens to me a lot. I'm like a terrible curse on some people.
Okay, well, we need you to stay away from some Ryan Reynolds movies. Yeah. We need you to stay away from...
I can't watch him.
That's right, because we need to keep Deadpool alive.
Yes, that's right. But no, Kevin Conroy, I mean, what a voice that guy had.
No, and like Batman the Animated Series was like really my first like entry into Batman. Like I was too young to watch Batman 89 when it came out because my parents didn't let me watch that. So, you know, this was my first Batman. And just like that cast was really great. Not only him, it had Mark Hamill as the Joker.
Mark Hamill.
I mean, that's crazy. You know, I mean, it's just really sad to see him go. And I loved his voice. And it's a really iconic voice.
I'm sure everyone had that same like realization as an adult when you realized that Mark Hamill was the Joker.
Right.
In the animated series, you're like, wait, what? First, you're like, Mark Hamill, who's that? Luke Skywalker? Luke Skywalker was the Joker in the cartoon?
He plays it so well.
What the fuck?
That's
and
crazy.
And he's also the Joker in the Arkham games. And yeah, they play off each other so fucking well.
Yeah, it's really great. And we were kind of talking about it earlier. It just, you know, Kevin Conroy might be one of the better Batmans that we've seen. That has actually played the role, you know, on the big screen and here.
True.
You know, just because we've had so many shitty Batmans.
So many shitty ones. Yeah, you could probably say he's third after Bale and Keaton.
Sure.
Because the other ones are not good.
Yeah, it's
same with Mark Hamill for the Joker. He's third best.
For sure. Yes.
They never did a scene like the two of them where they like dressed up as them.
Oh, that would have been cool. There had to have been a Comic-Con where they did something like that. Ah, that would have been really cool. And just like traded lines back and forth, like at a fan access or whatever.
Yeah.
But from what I had heard, Kevin Conroy was like really, really super active into like Comic Cons and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure he made a killing there.
Giving back to fans. That's kind of cool. I know that's, my brother is a big fan of him. I'm going to have to see if I can get like an autograph or something like that for him.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
But I recommend playing the Arkham games. They're super fun. They're so awesome, especially Arkham Knight, because you get the Batmobile. You can drive around the Batmobile. It's a lot of fun.
And if you are a Kevin Conroy fan, let us know like what was your favorite Batman moment. I'd love to know what you thought like his best role was. I always dug the Batman the Animated Series. That was my favorite. So,
well, but
he's been in so many things.
Yeah, but they're all connected, right?
Right, but maybe someone has a favorite. Like, I like really Mask like of Batman
Phantasm
Beyond.
Is connected to the animated series, right?
I don't really remember.
That came out in 93. I only saw it once. I don't remember what happens. And obviously, you know, he didn't live happily ever after with this Andrea, right?
For sure. No, the girl that comes up to Bruce Wayne was Andrea Beaumont.
Yeah.
She ends up being the Phantasm, the one that is killing everybody, but people think
maybe the Joker killed her or something. No, but
people think it's Batman that's actually doing the killings, but it's actually the Phantasm, which proves to be her. I think her dad was killed by mobsters or something like that, so she ends up killing a bunch of mobsters.
Oh, so she's just Batman, but she kills.
Right.
So she's not really evil. She only kills bad people.
Yeah, like Dexter.
It's like the Punisher.
Like the Punisher, right.
Okay.
In a different world, maybe they could have got along.
But what happens to her? She dies?
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I put you in jail.
Probably.
I'm not like you. But that was a good line, though, when she goes, maybe they sent me.
Yeah.
That was a good line.
Mm-hmm.
So she legit loved him. She wasn't just fucking with him.
No, I think they loved each other for a while, and then she like mysteriously disappeared and left him like a note, like, I can't do this anymore, or something like that.
Oh, so that's how it ended.
Well, no, that was before she left to be the Phantasm.
All right. Maybe I'll watch it again.
Maybe we should.
Because I watched it as a kid. Yeah, interesting. You mentioned Ryan Reynolds a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as in don't watch any Ryan Reynolds movies, Andrew.
So this is this is potentially great news. There's a new hot rumor that Owen Wilson will be reprising his role from Loki in the upcoming Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Mobius. Interesting.
Not to be confused with Morbius. He's not going to be in this, God willing. Or, you know what? This probably would be the movie to have him in. Put Morbius in it, and, you know, they'll just make fun of him. It's Morbin time. I think we said it, like, a month or... I think we said it a while back, right? Where, like, Deadpool at one scene has to just go, it's Morbin time.
That's right.
And everyone, you know, will get it.
That would be amazing.
But, yeah, Owen Wilson as Mobius in this would be awesome, I think.
So... I guess this isn't going to be much about the timeline stuff, because I would imagine that, you know, he's going to be the TVA guy here.
Right.
So what is he going to do TVA-wise? Is he just going to show up and be like, you guys shouldn't be on screen together?
Maybe. I don't know.
And then Ryan Reynolds is like, fuck you, go back to the TVA or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, except way better.
But maybe he might have a bigger role or something like that than just like a little cameo. But I don't know, like, this movie could have anything and everything. I mean, we could see X-Men in this, Charles Xavier.
Well, yeah, Wolverine's in the movie.
Wolverine too. But we've never seen any, like, main character X-Men before. So, like, maybe we might get some more X-Men
There was the brief cameo in Deadpool 2 where all the X-Men were in a closet, remember?
That's right.
And Beast just closes the door slowly. That was so awesome.
Do we know if Megasonic Warhead? What was her name?
It's Negasonic, right?
Negasonic. I imagine
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
She's gonna be in there too, right? Because she was in the first two.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Yeah.
I wonder if Cable's gonna return too.
Oh, Josh Brolin.
Brolin. Yeah, that should be good. I think, of course,
there's got to be a Thanos joke, right?
Well, there wasn't the last one. He's like, zip it, Thanos.
Oh, that's right.
Domino's reportedly coming back.
Oh, my God. I love Domino. Domino's amazing.
Everyone likes Domino.
Yeah. We need, so we it has need the more hype. Domino. For sure.
The movie has the hype. It should be the best movie of all time.
Yeah.
God willing.
2 years away.
2 years. That's right. November. Because mm-hmm. it got pushed back. Hopefully it doesn't get pushed back anymore.
For reals.
All right. So a couple of trailers came out this past week. We got the John Wick 4 trailer. Mm-hmm. It's mostly just showing action. Like there wasn't a lot of the plot from the trailer. It was just that like, basically, they were just like, if you do this, if you win the game, John, then you get out and you'll be fine and all that stuff. But Bill Skarsgård's the main villain. He was the clown from It.
Oh.
I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. Okay. But yeah, they got a big name to be a villain. So that's pretty cool.
Interesting. So if I remember correctly, when we left off, he was in the desert and he chopped off one or two of his fingers so he could live.
Yeah.
But he pledged himself to be part of that fraternity, like the Hitman fraternity,
fraternity
or whatever it was.
Fraternity.
I don't know. I'm not the biggest John Wick fan. I have a hard time. But
you have a hard time with what? The awesome action?
There's a lot of awesome action.
The action's
I have a hard
so
time
great.
With all the just crazy banana. Everyone in the universe is a Hitman action.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Oh my God, look in the stroller. It's a baby with a Glock.
Yeah, he's that happened. That happened in the movie.
That's plausible. Who knows?
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just so if I'm remembering plot-wise, he's now like pledged himself to these guys, but in this trailer, it seems like he's trying to get out and cuz they're like, if you have this duel and you win, then you're free. But if you don't show up, then we'll murder you.
Something like that.
Something like that. So
they could keep making these movies and I'll keep showing up for them because no. The first three were amazing.
For sure.
The second one's my favorite. It has a really cool ending. But yeah, they're all fucking great. And Lionsgate has also started filming the John Wick spinoff movie, Ballerina, starring Ana de Armas.
Sign me up.
Absolutely.
I don't really know anything
and
about it.
And they said Keanu Reeves will also be in the film.
Well, that'll bring a lot of people to the movies. From what I remember, like Keanu Reeves has said in the past, like, if people want to keep watching them, I'll make as many John Wicks as they want.
Sure, he likes money.
He likes money, and apparently people love John Wick. This is going to be the new Fast and Furious, but maybe a little bit more interesting.
It's going to be 10 of them.
10 of them. Vin Diesel might eventually
they need
be
to
a
merge
villain.
The movies, the franchises.
John Wick and Vin Diesel.
John Wick, you're my family.
He's a long lost cousin.
And then John Wick's like, I'll pass. You're all douchebags. Yeah, it should be good.
That'd be great.
I love the John Wick movies. I'll show up to all of them. And Ana de Armas, I mean, yeah, she's amazing.
Well, that's a reason to show up to a movie.
John Wick is like a better version of the James Bond movies, really. They're more interesting. The action's better. Way more entertaining.
I could see that. There's definitely a lot more action, for sure. But I don't know. I've kind of always liked the serious tone of a James Bond movie. And like, you know, the drama. I'm more of a drama guy than action, I guess.
Did you see the last one?
I liked the honest
that part. Ending was whack.
The ending was dumb, but I liked it. It was
well.
Fun.
That's important for a movie. Has to have a good ending
for sure. Listen, the last scene of a movie shouldn't shit on everything. It was fine. I liked the villain. The villain was good. What's his
name? Okay, hold on.
What?
Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Robot. He played Freddie Mercury. What the fuck is his name?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, that whole plot fell apart at the end. His plan was so stupid and executed. So poorly. But we reviewed that movie, not Josh. I think it was me and Eric reviewed that movie on Hogwatch. So if you want to see that, you can go back.
Yeah.
But all right. We also had the trailer for Avatar, The Way of the Water. Again, we don't really know much of the plot. It was mostly just showing how beautiful everything is. We saw the, you know, them in the water and all that. And they're having babies and they have like these human children as well that are kind of with them.
Oh, so is Black Panther 2.
Black Panther 2.
They're in the water. There's a baby that's
oh,
born.
Oh, hey, whoa.
That's
what
in the trailer.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's in the trailer, Andrew. People have seen the trailer.
There's a baby?
Yeah, there's a baby that looked like it was born in the water in the trailer.
Of what?
In Black Panther.
What?
Oh, Lord. It's in the trailers. People have seen it. It's the tons of trailers where the lady's in the water and they're like, look at the baby.
We had a water birth in the movie?
And it never showed the birth, but it was the lady who was preggers under the water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, it looked kind of similar because you got a lot of people under the water here in Avatar. And, you know, we just saw a movie with a lot of people under the water.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I did like the first one when it came out. Rewatching it a couple of years ago, I didn't really feel the same way. It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
But, like, the plot is very basic. The dialogue is very basic. Mm-hmm. Let's hope they improve the dialogue and some of the story is better.
I don't doubt that this is going to be the most beautifully, visually stunning movie that we're going to see this year. But
and next year and the year after.
Next year and the year after. But I don't know if it's going to be the best. But I did have something for people who might not want to see an Avatar 5. apparently, James Cameron has said if the sequel doesn't do well, they'll just end it in 3. You don't have to worry about seeing 5. So he told Total Film, the market could be telling us that we're done in three movies, or we might be semi-done, meaning, okay, let's complete the story within 3 and not go on endlessly if it's just not profitable. He was also talking about how, you know, the movie theaters just aren't bringing people back as much anymore because of streaming and all that other stuff. And he's like, the film definitely does that. The question is, how many people are going to give a shit now? He seems like an angry man.
He's angry. The kids will give a shit. He's totally bullshitting about not doing... They're doing 5. The movies are going to do well. His kids love it. It's visually appealing to children and adults. There's plenty of adults that love this shit, too. I loved it when it came out.
Yeah.
And if it's good, then maybe it'll bring me back, too, and I'll be into it. Who knows?
I'm sure we'll watch Avatar 1 soon enough. Before Avatar 2, right?
No, I don't think, no.
No?
No, okay. I don't think we need to. It's not necessary.
I might like have Black to watch Panther. It just to remember.
You watch it then.
I don't want to, though. But yes.
You didn't like it?
I just, it's so long.
It is long.
It's long, and I don't remember liking it the first time, so.
Did you see it in 3D?
I don't think I saw it in 3D.
Well, that's the problem.
I have a hard time with focusing on 3D movies, Andrew.
But the Avatar 1 is the only one that it's worth, that's like it's worth seeing it in 3D. Because all other 3D movies do, they just bring the screen forward. Yeah, Josh is gonna be eating fish during the movie.
Terrible.
That'll be Josh. Yeah, it's gonna.
That's a snake coming out of the grass.
I'll film it and
freaking out. Yeah. It could happen.
Right. So moving on. Variety is reporting that Disney and Lucasfilm are looking to develop an Indiana Jones TV series.
Okay, interesting.
But no one knows if Harrison Ford's going to be attached. I can't see that. I can't see him doing a TV series.
He's super old right now, and he's already playing General Ross.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
Thunderbolt. And isn't he in his 80s?
Is it upper 70s at very least.
I think it was 80s when I looked it up when we mentioned it.
I don't know.
But yeah, someone else obviously will be Indiana Jones, or it'll be like he's 80.
And he's going to play the Sean Connery role? Yeah. Oh, how the roles have reversed.
Yeah, he's 80.
He is 80? That's great. Yeah, please don't watch any Harrison Ford.
I wonder how that's like for Calista Flockhart, because she's 58.
Oh, wow.
So now it's basically like, I mean, I guess it was always like a dad-daughter relationship what it must have felt like. But now, really, she's taking care of the old guy. I mean, he's still
pretty healthy. Yeah, he still looks pretty good.
He definitely doesn't look 80.
No, not at all. I was surprised when you said 80. I'd be interested in the Indiana Jones TV series. I always like the Indiana Joneses.
Indiana Joneses?
Joneses, plural. I could see myself having some enjoyment with that.
Yeah, well, it depends what they do, I guess.
Well, for sure.
What do you have?
I just have one thing. A Thunderbolt star says that there's going to be a bomb dropped in the movie. Like, it's going to be amazing. Something amazing is going to happen.
Oh, Thunderbolts.
Yeah. David Harbour, who plays Red...
Guardian?
Red Guardian, says it'll be funny, it'll be weird, it'll be action, and then we're also going to drop a bomb, which is nice. Cool. Now, this movie still is a ways off as well. It's scheduled to follow Captain America New World Order in 2024.
2024.
So this will, I think this is going to be the second movie in Phase 5.
Okay, whatever.
Second or third.
Sure.
I think, because Quantumania is the first, right? Quantumania is the first. And then, oh no, so what? With the third.
Huh?
Ant-Man and Quantumania?
I'm sorry?
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
There we go.
Thank you. That's going to be the first in Phase 5.
Ant-Man and the Quantumanium?
Shut up. I was getting there. Everyone knew what I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the first in Phase 5. And then I guess...
No, it's not.
No?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Phase 5.
Phase 4 is all about multiverse. You have it up?
Phase 5. Yeah. Phase 5. Ant-Man, the Wasp, Quantumania. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Where does it say that that's Phase 5?
Phase 5 up top. Up top.
Whatever. It doesn't matter what
phase
it is.
Phase 5. Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 5. Yes. There we go. So Guardians of the Galaxy, The Marvels, Captain America, Thunderbolts. It's going to be the second movie in 2024. That's what I was.
Okay.
That's how it's at.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Josh.
No problem. I'm here just to deliver the news, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Deliver the news.
Shut up.
Thank you for that. That was very informative.
That was a journey.
So basically, Josh's thing was Thunderbolt's going to be cool.
Yes. Well, you know, I like to hear the little trinkets and the little updates. You know, what bomb could be dropped? What is there?
I have some breaking news here.
Okay, what was the breaking news?
Ant-Man and Wasp in Quantumania should be pretty cool.
Who said that?
Yeah, everyone. The people that made it.
I gave you quotes from an actor
Paul Rudd says to see the movie. How about that? That's pretty good.
I think so.
I think we should see it now.
Shut up.
All right, well, that's all for news and whatever Josh brought to the table.
That was all for news and updates. News and updates.
Let's talk Black Panther, Wakanda Forever! Yeah. So, speaking of bringing people back to the movies, the movie theater was packed Saturday night.
Yes, this was the most packed it's been, even, I think, maybe this year. I can't think of a movie that was more packed.
Yeah.
I don't think it was very packed when we saw Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Well, I saw it in Mexico. Oh, it was pretty packed theater.
Where I saw it, I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this might have been the biggest movie.
I mean, we also went Saturday night. How often do we go Saturday night? That's the other thing.
That's true.
Saturday night's like the busiest night.
That's true.
Friday
but it's
night,
nice
Saturday
to
night.
See a packed movie theater. You don't see them very
well,
often.
Well, I was...
Except for you.
I was happy until we were sitting behind a family that brought their children and their little baby with that. Like, these kids were making so much fucking noise.
There were babies, because not only the row behind us, but when we were trying to move, we remember we were leaving and there was a baby in a stroller
in the aisle.
We're blocked in by babies
on
all sides.
What the fuck are you doing? You people are terrible parents.
That was crazy.
Hey, it's bad for their ears.
They might be fans of the show. You never know, Andrew.
It's bad for their ears. They're not even supposed to be in a theater till they're like 4.
Put muffs over
them. I waited till my kids were like 5 to go take them to a movie, and even then it was too soon. But no, they're bringing their newborn babies. All the kids, they were just talking and being so fucking loud that I was like, fuck this, moved another row down because it was so annoying. But yeah. But no, I think if we go on the Thursdays, like if we go on Thursday, like opening day, where it's basically all adults, because, you know, kids have to go to sleep and everything,
right?
Because it's a school night.
You'll be mixed in with the super fans, you know, everyone that is really super invested in the movie, like the day it comes out.
Like when we saw Endgame on a Thursday, and no one made a peep except for like the moments where everyone's, you know, cheering or crying. Like,
that's right.
It was a perfect movie-going experience. I think you have to go back to that, start seeing these on Thursday again.
Yeah, maybe.
Because, man, those fucking kids were the worst. But no, I think this was a new Marvel record for how soon they make us cry. Because it was...
Instantly.
5 seconds into the movie, we're crying. And that's honestly one of my... biggest complaints about the movie was there was too much crying. Even my son, who liked the movie, he was like, I hope they don't cry again. And I'm like, there's probably going to be more crying, son. But yeah, I think there was way too much crying for a Marvel movie.
And we both were wondering how they were going to, I hate to use the word, but I mean, just kill off, you know, T'Challa. You know,
right.
And I think they did it the best way they could. You know, it wasn't a battle. You know, she was trying to save
him.
Well,
they had art imitating life, where he died of an illness.
Right.
And they didn't really dive into, you know,
what
illness it was, but it was just kind of like a wink, wink, like, you know, he died of an illness in real life. So we're going to go with that.
And they couldn't save him because they were trying to make that heart shaped herb.
Yeah.
That's what she spent the whole movie trying to recreate.
Right.
You know, and she was like, oh, it's only like 20. They tried to get him to spend time with her, but, you know, she just wanted to keep trying to work on the solution.
Yeah. So that's like the cold open, your brother is with the ancestors. And then we have a quiet Marvel logo, kind of like a moment of silence for Chadwick.
Yeah, that was super somber.
And the whole theater, you know, even the kids behind us were quiet for like that 20 seconds.
And you know how they like show scenes of like all the Marvel movies, but it was just like all of Chadwick.
It was all Chadwick.
It was a really, really nice tribute.
Yeah. It was. It was touching. It was good stuff. I think that was really the only death the movie needed, the only major death, because his was so important.
Yeah.
I mean, his, you know, he's the main character. But yeah, so I did like the scene, the first scene after that with Angela Bassett, the queen, mm-hmm. like telling the UN, like, do not fuck with us.
Well, because remember when we were watching Black Panther 1, I was like, you know, they said they were going to share all this technology with everybody, but in the Marvel movies that followed, they never shared any technology, you know? So this was when they were at the UN, France and the United States were like, y'all guys promised y'all were going to share technology. Y'all never did. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, well, I don't think y'all guys.
She's like, I'm not worried about the vibranium. I'm worried about you. Mm-hmm. What you white people will do with it.
I mean, essentially,
basically. But no, I like that whole thing, and like the whole "don't fuck with us," and they showed some military, you know, trying to infiltrate one of their outreach labs. Because at first I was like, "How are they getting into Wakanda?" But no, it was an outreach lab that they never said where the location was.
Right. That's right.
But that was cool when they brought in the military and all that. Mm-hmm. And then we have, maybe one of my favorite scenes in the movie was the horror scene in the ocean.
Right. All the creepiness and all the people.
Josh was like pissing himself.
I was terrified. I was like, why are they walking into the water? It was like a scene out of a horror movie.
It was like The Happening. People just committing suicide.
That's right.
It was good stuff.
I was a little bit frustrated because they're like, can you hear that noise? But it wasn't, you never heard the noise. It was just, they were playing music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was like a song.
Them singing. It was apparently their voices are so annoying that you just kill yourself when you hear them singing. Like, oh, it's so bad. It's like Mars Attacks.
Oh, that's right.
But no, I thought that was a really cool scene. Even when they were trying to like fly away in the helicopter and Namor brings them back and
a mysterious figure.
Yeah, it was Namor. But no, Namor's arrival in Wakanda, that was also a great scene. He just pops out of the water and you know, threatens them. He's like, I have more soldiers than you have blades of grass. I was like, damn, that's a pretty baller move. That's a lot of fish people.
For sure. And you know, instantly I was like, this Namor character.
I think it's also a good idea, and I don't know if this is how it is in the comics, but just that, like, Wakanda's not the only city that has the vibranium, you know?
And it's not the only, there's another mysterious city.
Yeah.
You know, no one knows where Wakanda is, and, you know, this was also a city that's kind of hidden. No one knows where that is either.
Kind of, it's very hidden.
Very hidden.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest laughs of the movie was, who's the big soldier guy in Wakanda, like from the mountains? I don't remember his name.
Akaku, Oh, man, I can't think.
Whatever, when he walked in and he called...
The leader of the mountain tribes.
When he called Okoye, he was like, oh, you bald demon woman. That got a big laugh. That was good.
He has good comic relief.
And then Shuri and Okoye meeting the Ironheart girl. I don't know her name either. I don't remember her name from the movie.
Remy Williams, maybe? I think it might be Remy something.
That's the character's name?
I think it's Remy Williams.
Remy? Well, whatever. Meeting her, it felt like Tony Stark meeting Peter in Civil War.
Sure. Like, oh my God, you're here? What?
Yeah. Like,
well, okay, so like...
She's like, oh shit, am I being recruited?
Okay. That was good. So she has that moment where like, oh shit, I'm being recruited, right? And then she's like, well, I don't want to go with y'all.
Yeah.
You know, she had that next moment like, no, I don't want to go. And then Okoye's like, well, you can go unconscious.
I liked the actress playing her.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did a good job, but they didn't do her character justice because, like, later when they're breaking out, you know, like the FBI is coming after them and they all leave, you know, Shuri leaves in a motorcycle, Okoye leaves in the car, and then Remy leaves in the iron, you know, like she has her own suit,
mm-hmm.
and the FBI goes like, oh God, oh shit, she's got an Iron Man suit.
That's right.
But like, and later there's the big payoff of her in the awesome, in her Ironheart suit.
Right.
And it looks really cool. But I felt nothing in that moment because they never once said that she was a fan of Tony Stark or Iron Man. There's no mention.
None.
Of Tony Stark.
None. I'm sure in her TV series there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some more mentions of that. But, like, you would have liked a little bit of a backstory with her. Well, it seemed like everything was so quickly.
Character development. Yeah. Again, this movie's too long, but they could have made a couple things longer to set up the story with her. Just like, oh, yeah, I've always loved Iron Man and Tony Stark's my favorite Avenger. Because, I'm sure they'll get into that in the TV series.
But it would have been nice in the fucking movie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
I do love the water grenades. I thought those were really cool.
Those were cool.
That chase scene was good. The fight scene between Okoye and that big general guy was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was, for a moment there, I thought Okoye was going to die.
But no one dies in a Marvel movie, Andrew.
Well, it kind of, some people do.
Some.
Yeah. But no, I thought that whole scene was good. Talking about the movie being too long, I think one thing that could have been cut were the white people.
They seem to really show...
like Agent Ross was, we said it last week, he was useless in the first Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
He's even more useless in this movie. He doesn't do anything. At least in the last movie, he's in the final... He's helping fight.
Right.
He's helping fight, Killmonger and his team and everything like that. In this movie, he does nothing.
Well,
He's like, this is where the college girl is. And
he's an unintended doofus, you know, because they're trying to spy on the Wakandans.
But you didn't need any of this in the movie.
No.
It didn't further the plot at all. They could have found the girl a different way.
No, and like, okay, so like there was a looming threat, like the United States might get involved or something like that. Like, that really ended up panning out to be nothing. So really, these scenes were nothing.
And then they had Elaine, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, as Valentina. And I guess they just had her because she's going to be in Thunderbolts.
Right.
But I guess they were married. She's like, oh, I wouldn't mind riding your Peloton. And you're like, okay, what the
fuck? It was a weird scene.
And then they mentioned something that they were married, or maybe I heard it wrong.
No,
I don't know.
I think they were married.
And then later she arrests him and it's like, what is happening? I don't care about this at all.
No.
Could have skipped all this shit. So then, the queen relieves Okoye as general because she lost Shuri.
That was a powerful scene. That was a really good scene. You know, because she's like, you know, I've given my life to this country and stuff like that. And then the queen's like, I've given everything, my entire family. Get the fuck out of here. It was really sad because I felt for Okoye.
Yeah.
But I felt for the queen too. It was a really sad moment.
Yeah. I also thought it was an interesting origin story for Namor.
Yeah,
that whole thing was cool. He also said I was a mutant.
He did.
So that's another mutant line in there.
Yeah, that's nice.
So that was interesting. And the underwater city was cool.
It was.
The whole time I was thinking, like, you know, if this was, like, real, why would they be wearing clothes?
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah. It's a movie. It's PG-13. So, like, the women are covered. They're covering their boobs. But it's like, why would you do that in the water? That's got to be uncomfortable.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now,
you're fully clothed underwater.
Yeah. And then whenever you get it out of the water, it's all wet and soppy. Yeah. You're right. That is kind of dumb. But I liked how, like, they even
But used... you can't get around that. That's what I'm saying.
No, you can't. But I liked how they even used, like, a vibranium to mimic the sun underwater.
Yeah.
Because they, like, you know, he's like, I brought the sun to my people.
Yes.
You know, it was really cool. Namor was a really interesting character.
He was.
And I loved kind of, like, the little bit of the backstory of, like, the Yucatan and stuff like that. Like,
uh-huh.
The Mayans and all that.
Yeah.
It was really neat.
It was a good stuff. I mean, yeah, I liked when he came, like, he was born underwater. Right. And then when he came back after his mom died, like, because she wanted to be buried where they were from.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that was, like, during slavery in that area.
Oh.
And he killed all the slave traders.
That's right. That's where we saw Nacho's dad. Nacho's dad was one of the...
Yeah, Nacho from Better Call Saul. His dad was one of the slave traders.
Or something like that. And he's like, you're a demon son. Or something like that. I don't know why I use that voice.
It's like, you're the ones like that are owning people. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's really sad.
You have slaves. You're
but no,
devil.
Even like as a little kid, like little Namor was a boss too.
Yeah.
It's like, kill him.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And yeah, Namor's scene with Shuri where he was like, you said you wanted to burn the world. Let's burn it together.
Powerful.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good stuff. And then the queen met with Namor to allow Nakia to save Shuri.
I was really digging Nakia this in Black Panther 2. You know,
yeah.
I didn't really like her too much in Black Panther 1. But
she didn't really do much in the first one.
She didn't do much. But this, of course, I guess without Chadwick Boseman, a lot of people are going to have to pick up the slack. And, you know, I liked all her scenes. She was really good.
Yeah. It was just, I think they could have had a little more... reason for Namor wanting to, you know, destroy Wakanda. Because all that happened was Nakia killed a random person that lived in, what was it,
Talokan or something like that. I guess his reason was.
Yeah, but once they killed that random person, it should have been like someone he loved. I mean, I guess I love all my people.
Right.
But, like, still, it should have been, like, someone that was important to him.
But
specifically.
I think the main reason is because Wakanda is, like, the most powerful nation on Earth. And as soon as they kill all Wakandans, then the rest of the Earth is just going to follow pretty easily.
Well, he wanted to team up with them.
Right.
To destroy the world.
But if you don't team up with us, I'll get rid of you first, and then we'll just...
But also, once that one person died... You know, is when he really flipped out.
That's true. Yeah.
And that action scene was cool when they invaded Wakanda.
Yeah.
You know, Namor punching the big mountain guy showed just how strong Namor is.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked how Namor flew. I thought that was good animation.
It was cool. Like he's kind of like walking on the
like
air,
jumping
and stuff like that. It's neat.
He's got his little wings on his ankles.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
He was.
I mean, that was bold that they went with that, and like it actually didn't look stupid.
No.
Because when you think about it, it kind of sounds pretty stupid.
Right.
But they made it work, and how he would fly around was done very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And riding a killer whale is pretty sweet as well. I like they yes. would, the whales would come up and then they would jump off the whales. I like that.
I mean, like, listen.
That was very good.
You could ride rhinos like they did in Wakanda, or you could ride orcas.
And yeah.
Orcas are the better way to go.
Sure.
I mean, that's just boss. You see, like, the little bit of the shark fin riding
yeah.
along, and then they show the scene underwater, and there's, yep. like, 50 guys on the orca, like, oh, fuck.
He's like, oh, my God, what the shit? So, yeah, Namor ends up killing the queen. He throws a bunch of water grenades at them, and... but the queen sacrifices herself to save, what's her name, Remy?
Riri Williams, Ironheart.
Riri. Okay, I'm just going to say Ironheart.
There
so she saves Ironheart, and the queen drowns. And We go back to Agent Ross and Valentina, and she's at his place, and he's like, what are you doing here? And she shows him on the TV of Anderson Cooper announcing that the Queen died, and I just leaned over to Josh. I was like, Anderson Cooper is such a whore. Like, you don't need, like, the movie doesn't need Anderson Cooper, you know, to announce that. You could have just had a random person. It didn't even have to be CNN.
Another actor. I mean, yeah.
An actor, right. Like, Anderson Cooper, who does real news, or so he claims.
Yeah.
And then he just whores out for Marvel every chance he gets.
I will say, I did see someone kind of shared a little thing. Just to kind of share where this time is right now. Apparently on the scroll, when Anderson Cooper was talking, it said that Scott, what is his name?
Ant-Man
was still on his book tour, which is putting us in the present where I guess they are right now.
Yeah.
So just kind of share where
everything
we are.
Everything is always happening. Everything everywhere all at once.
Amazing movie.
Still the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
Did we see it this year?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Or was it late last year?
I think it was this year.
Yeah?
No, it was still one of the best movies I've seen this year, for sure.
It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I recently found out?
Uh-oh.
So, I collect the Blu-ray Steelbooks.
That's right.
And the one that they have here is so lame for Everything Everywhere All at Once, but they're releasing one in France that's super badass, so I might be shipping it to here from France.
Why are they not? Why don't they just do it the same everywhere?
I don't know.
Why are there different? Yeah,
I hope they do.
You were telling me about a Steelbook that you bought from Germany, right?
UK.
The UK.
It was
that's
a
so random.
It's an Inglourious Bastards like special edition that they just released, and
but that's so weird.
It's awesome.
Is it just because Americans don't give a shit about Steelbooks, or like?
No, I think they do. They just do those exclusive to a country thing. I don't know why.
That's really weird.
Oh yeah, we saw it in May, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Okay, back to Black Panther. Where are we? Oh yeah, so the Queen's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I like how Shuri used the bracelet Namor gave her to make the new flower.
For sure. Yeah. There was some, I guess, strands, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. And then the best scene in the movie. Like, when she takes the flower, and it's like, who's she going to talk to? Because every time they drink the herb, like, they talk to someone, and you're thinking it's going to be the queen, her mother.
Right.
Obviously not Chadwick, but it's fucking Killmonger. Oh, that was so good. Oh, Killmonger!
That was great. And he was great in it.
He was.
So you thought you were going to get somebody else?
Yeah.
Oh, he's shit.
He's like, hey, cuz.
That was awesome.
Because awesome. He's the best part of the first movie.
Yeah, he was.
And they freely should have found a way to revive him, put him back in this.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, God. I mean, but no, his death meant so much in the first movie, but it was so awesome to see him here. And then he asks Shuri, you know, Shuri, he's like, are you going to be noble like your brother or handle your business like me? It was good stuff.
Yeah.
It was a really good scene.
And immediately, you know, she started handling business. She went to the dark side.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we finally see Shuri as the Black Panther. And this has got to be a record for superhero movies. 2 hours into the movie before we see the main superhero.
You're right. Yeah.
That's got to be a record. And Josh was like, well, how long was Dark Knight Rises? I was like, 40 minutes.
And that seemed like forever, too.
Yeah. This was 2 hours before we see Black Panther.
Yeah.
And I get that they did that on purpose. They wanted it to be a big deal.
Right. Miss Chadwick.
I don't think they had to wait 2 hours. That's just what I'm going to say. We need the superhero to do stuff. You know, you need to be in the costume, but... All right. It was a cool reveal.
Yeah.
The final battle was really good. I liked the one-on-one with Shuri versus Namor.
I guess the Wakandans have a submarine, too.
Oh, yeah.
Seemed to have everything there.
Well, wait, a submarine?
Didn't it come out of the air? Or was come it? Out of the water? Or maybe it was just a giant boat.
I think it was just invisible, right?
And just appeared there? I don't know. I'm spending too much time thinking about it. Yeah. But they seem to have a lot of different things.
And her plan was, you know, they trapped him in the ship and then brought him to land.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because you need to dry him out because, you know, mm-hmm. he draws power from the water. But they're right next to the water still when they're fighting.
Yeah. And
why,
like,
wouldn't he just jump in the water?
You would think so. But yeah, that was a little bit silly. He didn't go very far. Water's into 10 feet. Desert.
Yeah. They should have, like, at least been in the middle or something, and he's constantly trying to go back to the water, but she's stopping him. But no, just some of the logic didn't really make sense there, but the fight scene was good.
Mm-hmm.
Fight scene was really good.
It was a good fight scene. You know, Namor ended up getting the better, you know, stabbing her, and
well,
you think that's it.
Well, it's interesting because we heard about all the drama with Shuri with filming on this.
Right, and she was an anti-vaxxer?
She's an anti-vaxxer, and that's, I think, right, a couple other things. And it was like, oh, maybe it's like an Ezra Miller situation.
Gotta kill her
maybe
off.
They're going to kill her off. But no, they didn't. You can get stabbed through the stomach and survive if you're a Black Panther.
Well, the reason why we thought that might be the way they go is because when she was drinking the heart-shaped herd, she only drank like half of it.
She only drank half.
And they showed like two different helmets as well. And then she chose a different helmet. So we're
I was like, oh, so there's going to be another Black Panther.
Right.
But there wasn't. So, okay.
Well, eventually.
What?
Eventually it'll be a Black Panther. Another Black Panther.
How do you know?
Well, we'll get there.
What do you mean we'll get there? Okay, fine. That was such a fucking shitty scene. She stabs him through the stomach, but then we see that. Oh yeah, we go back to when she's talking to Killmonger, and we see, like, they didn't show this part yet because she wakes, because when she talks to Killmonger, you know, he asks her like, "Are you your brother? Are you like me?" Mm-hmm. And then she wakes up, but then at this point we see what she said to Killmonger, because she said, "I'm not my brother. Namor will beg me for mercy." So she fucking breaks off the, you know, spear, whatever, that he stabbed her with. And then she uses her ship to set Namor's back on fire.
That was
some brutal shit.
That was brutal. I thought that was it.
Well, yeah. Fuck. That would have been a pretty badass moment. And I get it. Your hero can't be, you know, like this. But I think it would have been pretty cool if that was what her character was.
No, it would have been cool. Like, you have like a dark Black Panther, and then you have someone else in the next movie that's, you know, has to become the actual Black Panther.
That was the first movie. You can't do that again.
Yeah, you can always do that.
No, you don't want to do that again. I think it would have been fine if she was just the Black Panther going forward, and she's just a little villainous. I mean, yeah. Look, she's gonna kill the guy that killed her mom. That's not so bad.
No.
But then she's about to kill him, but she realizes that vengeance is wrong. I think she realizes how many other people would die because of this.
Well, she was visited by her mom in that one moment, or she had that memory of her mom.
Yeah. Which is funny because so many other fish people and Wakandans are dying.
Oh, right. They're still all dying in another battle.
But it's like he's more important because he's their king. And
for sure.
She tells him to yield, and he does, and they made up pretty quickly.
They did.
They made up right away. Well, that was a little rushed, I felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But they spent so much of the movie earlier just
showing... You killed my mom, I'm going to kill you. Nah, it's fine. Let's be friends.
Well, it's a Marfa
thing. It's like, shouldn't you have done this the whole time? Shouldn't this have been the case the whole time? This was an entire war because one random fish person died. You know?
Yes. I don't know. I thought it was fine.
So then Okoye saves Ross from prison for some reason. I don't know.
Because, you know.
Oh, thanks. And where does he go from here? Into hiding?
He's just in Wakanda forever now, I guess.
Oh, that's what it meant. Wakanda forever, because that's where he lives.
That's
right. No, he didn't go with them, right? Did he go with them?
I would imagine so, right?
I don't remember.
I think so. Maybe.
But then in the end, Shuri visits Nakia in Haiti, and earlier in the movie, the queen wanted to, like, she burns the cloth or whatever.
The clothes that they were wearing.
From the funeral.
From the funeral clothes.
Because the queen's like, oh, when you do it, you'll feel him and he'll be there and everything like that. But she burns the cloth, and then we see scenes of her and T'Challa to end the movie. And that's how it ends. And then the mid-credit scene is right after that. Nakia introduces Sherry to her son. And I'm a little confused about this because right away, I feel like everyone knew that this is T'Challa's son as well.
Sure.
But then the boy's like, oh, my name is blah, blah, blah. And then Nakia's like, oh, that's only his Haitian name.
Right.
And it's like, what's your name? And he's like, I am Prince T'Challa. And then Sherry's like, oh, my God. It's like, what? Hold on. You didn't put two and two together here? Or did she know and she was just surprised that she named him after T'Challa?
I think it was that. Naming him T'Challa.
I hope it was that. I thought that was a very cheap moment. Like, oh, T'Challa's dead, but he'll live on because look, this boy has a penis.
He'll live on through him.
Because that's also a male.
Yeah.
And it's like, but wasn't that the whole point of Shuri? Was that T'Challa will live on because through her?
Right. Yeah.
Like, why does there have to be a son?
It's like, don't worry, fans. We've got a Black Panther.
That was such
years.
A cheap moment. And they do that a lot with stuff like that. Like in James Bond, it's like, well, you have a kid, so your legacy will live on. And but it's like, well, that's what Shuri's for. So I thought that was a cheap and pointless mid-credits scene.
Well, I mean, the mid-credits, just the credits in general, I thought were kind of weak. You know, I mean,
scene.
No, I mean, I was hoping that there was going to be more. I think a lot of people were hoping that we're going to see Dr. Doom in this.
What does he have to do with Black Panther?
Well, no, but he's always looking for vibranium and stuff like that. You know, I thought that, you know, there might be a scene like that where we get someone who's like, you know, maybe he doesn't say he's Dr. Doom, but, you know, he's what's his name?
Victor? Howard Stern. Remember Howard Stern's going to be in it?
We don't know what he's going to be doing, but there could be someone that's, you know, like trying to get the vibranium or someone that's, you know, working in a lab on vibranium or something like that. Like, I would have expected more of that than, you know.
Well, I think they just decided not to really do any of those out of respect for Chadwick.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. I can see that.
But yeah, so it was funny. I found this out after the movie, but because I saw somewhere like, oh, Trevor Noah was in the movie. I was like, what? I didn't see Trevor Noah, but he was Shuri's AI.
Oh, like Jarvis.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. He's her Jarvis.
Interesting. So,
anything else you found out about this? Anything?
That was pretty much about it. I didn't really see very much else.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie. Good
I would movie. Say like a 7 out of 10. I think the first one was better. I think this could have been better. I think Namor was the best character.
I really like Namor.
Killmonger was the best scene.
I was talking with you after the movie. It's just like, you know, I like Thor Love and Thunder more.
Yeah.
But I like the villain Namor a lot more than Gore.
Well, Namor.
Like if Gore had that same type of. If you got to see as much as Gore that you did Namor,
yeah.
I think you would have liked that.
They put more time into Namor and more character development into Namor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoyed Thor a lot more because I thought it was fun and entertaining and it was only 2 hours.
It was only 2 hours.
You know, This movie was like 240 and it could have been 2 hours as well.
It was super somber too. You know,
there's a lot of crying. You cry in the beginning, you cry in the middle, you cry at the end. A lot of crying. Like, all right, we get it. We're sad. And
but there are a lot of fun moments. You know, you get some new characters and stuff like that. So that's kind of neat.
So I would say 7 out of 10. What about you?
I'd give it like that, too. 7. I think that's good.
Yeah. Just going to copy me.
I'll give it a 6.8, Andrew. 6.8 out of 10. There you go.
So he hated it. All right, let's talk some fan questions. Mikey 2 Crikey, which movie had the better twist? Sixth Sense, Fight Club, or Shutter Island?
I never saw Shutter Island, but I think Fight Club had the better twist out of at least Sixth Sense.
The Fight Club twist got spoiled for me before I saw the movie.
Oh.
I didn't see Fight Club till like...
That sucks.
I don't know. 10 years, I avoided it for so long because I was like, well, I know the twist, so how good can it be? I was wrong. It's one of my favorite movies ever. I think Sixth Sense was the better twist, though, but Fight Club is the way better movie. Because I think, at least for me, because, again, Fight Club got, the twist got spoiled for me, but no one saw that coming in Sixth Sense, that Bruce Willis was actually dead. Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense, and I jizzed in my pants.
You know what? I think you're right. Fight Club is certainly the better movie.
I mean, it's one of the best movies ever.
But yeah, Sixth Sense maybe had the better twist, because you're right.
What's a twist?
I didn't see
M. Night Shyamalan.
That might be the only M. Night Shyamalan movie I actually like.
Shutter Island was a good twist as well, but it's been done before. I'm not going to spoil it for, you know, Josh or anyone that hasn't seen it. But it was a good twist. These are all good movies with good twists, and Shutter Island was a good twist at all. But that twist has been done before many times.
Shutter Island?
Still a great movie.
Scary movie?
Yeah. It's not scary. It's really not. Yes, technically it's a horror, but it's really not scary. Mm. I think you'd be fine.
Okay.
Carlos Ramirez, I think I like this movie more than the first one, which feels wrong given the circumstances. It was nice to see a Marvel movie with some serious acting and drama for a change.
Yeah, the Queen, she had some serious acting. Even Okoye had some serious moments. There were a lot of serious
Namor, Sherry, yeah. It
was Namor, good. For sure. Yeah.
Tim, everything about this movie was amazing. Some minor hiccups, but the movie definitely needed the time to explain the world Marvel is building.
Well, I'm with Andrew. It needed the time, but the time could have been used on different characters. We definitely didn't need 20 minutes of Ross and
Valentina. St. Lopez, when Sherry and Namor were fighting, why didn't Namor just throw Sherry in the water so he could recharge? Yes, I think basically we talked about that.
That makes sense.
For sure. Jerry Yang, can you do your reviews of the movies for the very end of the show? I love Hogwash. Then Q&A, but I usually listen to the movie reviews after I watched it. So it would be great to have it at the end so I can stop listening and go back. Love the show. Keep up the good work. So he wants us to do the fan questions before the movie review. But the problem is a lot of our fans' questions are about
the movie.
So that's why we don't do that, Jerry.
Maybe we do like a little song in between in between the two segments or something. Maybe a little bit more space in between the segments.
Pop culture junkie, name three Nintendo 8-bit Sega or Super Nintendo games that you would want made into a live action movie. His picks are Maniac Mansion, River City Ransom, and Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Holy shit. I don't know if I can think of that many. Zelda?
Rizzler said Zelda.
I don't think we've ever had a live action
Rizzler Zelda. Answered Mike Tyson, Punch Out.
That's funny. I think there
Zelda
is
and then movie. Contra.
Contra? What was Contra?
Contra is basically Rambo.
Okay.
You never played Contra?
These movies, it's so long ago, Andrew. I don't remember these games.
All right.
I want a live action Oregon Trail.
Aren't they finally doing that?
I think they are. Didn't we talk about that a couple weeks ago? No, it was going to be a musical, a live-action musical Oregon Trail.
The Rizzler also says, what movie series reboot would you want to see? Harry Potter, Die Hard, Rocky, Lord of the Rings, and Godfather.
I think Godfather.
Omar said none, and I would agree.
Well, if none is an option, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think
the one that's most likely to happen would be Die Hard at some point. They'd probably reboot it with someone else.
That would suck.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Rampager, where do you see Namor showing up next? Probably in his own movie. Right? He's probably going to get his own movie.
I don't know. I could see him. But is he a good guy now? Is he a bad guy?
He's a good guy.
Seemed kind of good.
He was never really bad. It was just, you killed one of my people, so.
But he wanted to kill the entire service world, too.
So. Well, that's true, but they're kind of evil.
So I don't know.
they attacked him first, though.
I would like to see Namor again. I would.
You are going to show up. He's going to get his own movie at some point. Hmm. Jonathan Ramos, how badly did you want Namor dead after what he did?
I didn't know.
Not really.
Dead.
The problem is I knew he wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
That was the issue, was I knew he wasn't going to die. So I kind of wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
The Big Fella, no question, but just wanted to say Namor was fucking awesome, and I can't wait to see him more in the MCU.
Yes. No, I loved Namor and that entire underwater city. I mean, they were even playing old school Mayan games and stuff like that. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Like that whole world. I just loved it.
Right. Steven with a V, I have an idea for a movie prequel. Hear me out before you laugh. Mm-hmm. A prequel to Waterworld. Don't you think it would be interesting to know how the Earth was flooded? And then after all the mayhem and disaster, the last shot of the film would be a pregnant woman stranded on a piece of driftwood who gives birth to webbed feet Kevin Costner, at which point he lets out a zombie or pterodactyl-like scream end film. What the fuck? I never saw the first Waterworld.
I never saw Waterworld either.
I think most people didn't. I don't know. Sure, Steven, you could go ahead and make it.
So many movies about water.
Omar, when you give us a review, do you think you can give us a really quick synopsis of what the movie is about before you review it? It seems like the last few, you just jump right into a review, but I'm lost in what the movie's even about. Well, I figured people would see these movies.
So like maybe like a spoiler-free type of review before we actually get into the review? Like, you know, without talking about the characters, just kind of like talking about...
No, I think it doesn't have to be spoiler-free.
Okay.
Like, this movie's about Chadwick Boseman. He's dead in the beginning, and...
He's still dead at the end?
And Sherry's like, well, there's not going to be a Black Panther anymore. And then Namor shows up. I mean, you know, it's... Sure, maybe we could do that.
Okay.
He says, have you watched the new All Quiet on the Western Front on Netflix? No.
What is... I guess I'll figure that out.
Yes, figure it out, Josh.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, well. Quiet. That's fine. That's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you're viewing us. We also have exclusive videos on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod. And you can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at HollywoodHogPod. The next 2 weeks, we don't have any big movies coming out, so we got to do something. We could do the first two Kill Bills back to back. We could do Kill Bill 1 and then Kill Bill 2 the following week. Because Josh has never seen them.
I've never seen it.
So let us know what you want to see. And we'll choose one of those movies. But until then, we'll see you next week.